listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. What you do to me? Local 304, National Postal Mail Handlers Union. This podcast is for you. Good day. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and stand by because I want to talk to you this morning. Local 304, in particular, Columbus, Ohio, were you or are you aware that you had a union meeting this past Saturday and the turnout was rather pathetic? And I want to say to you, how is it that the issues that need to be discussed in Columbus, Ohio, who took the time out of their day to stop by a union meeting? You have to do better than that. If you are not going to be an active participant, then don't be an active complainer. Because if you complain just for the sake of complaining, then what's the sake in that? But if there are issues that you want to speak about and get resolved, then you have to get active in your union. And let me tell you, there are a plethora of issues that need to be discussed in Columbus, Ohio. And it saddens me as a union member to see that one member showed up. But I'm going to tell you why that happened and what Columbus, Ohio, and all of Local 304 can do to improve upon this situation, because I'm sure Columbus is not the only branch in Local 304 that has the issue of being able to attract members to show up and get active at union meetings. The first thing I like to say is you have to advertise your meeting. Branch presidents, you have to get of the mindset, or you have to be of the mindset, that there is important information that you need to disseminate to all the members. And if you can be of that mindset, then it will impress upon you to go at it a lot harder when you have a union meeting. Rather than put a sign on the bulletin board, how about put signs all around the post office? How about encourage or motivate your chief stewards of every tour to get their members to show up to the union meetings? You see, we have to do more, and that's why my opening track, I got that feeling. See, I got that feeling that the members in Local 304 are getting used to complacency. I got that feeling that we don't need to have that. I got that feeling that that's how it's always been, and I got that feeling that most people are satisfied with that. But I got a feeling that we can change that. And how we're going to change that is we have to communicate with the local. The local has got to free up funds so that branches can reserve space and provide refreshments at these meetings. You see, there are dollars in your local budget. Now, they may have them set aside for other purposes, but through an active voice from the members in every branch to your local headquarters, then you got to let them know that providing refreshments, providing a adequate place to have a meeting, and I'm sorry, I am not of the opinion that a room in the library is a place to have a good union meeting, because sometimes, and it is perfectly okay, that meeting is going to get rather loud. Now, you don't want every meeting to be like that, but when you have a lot of issues, a plethora of issues that's going to be discussed, then oftentimes it may get loud if the individuals, meaning your branch presidents and your stewards, are not adequately prepared to address or answer questions that are put to them by members. So reserving a space is always paramount. And you got to remember, members don't naturally gravitate to union meetings, not just in the post office, in any organization, unless there is a very important issue, terminations, plant shutdowns, things of that nature, then that will drive members to a meeting automatically. But minus that, it is incumbent. I cannot impress upon branch presidents enough how you have to advertise, you have to market that meeting, you have to make the member feel like they have to be there. And if you don't put that type of energy into marketing your meeting, it's not going to happen. And I say to the members again, you have to get an active voice to assist your branch presidents as they request funds from the local so that you can have a meeting in a meeting place and provide refreshments or something that's going to lure, and I do mean lure your members into the meeting. Now, because most of us work in plant operations, which are 24/7 operations, one thing that I found very helpful in my short term as branch president is on my union meeting day, I always had three union meetings. I reserved a space in a hotel, and tour one was greeted with pastries. Tour two, we had light finger food, and tour three, we had sandwiches. Now, I gotta say, 90% of that was paid for by myself, and I had a chief steward who together we spent a lot of money, our own personal money, but it was just something needed to be done, and we had a lot of stuff on the agenda, so I didn't have time to go back and forth with the local because they kind of made it clear they don't provide reimbursement for that. So nonetheless, we paid for it, and I gotta say, we didn't have hundreds of members at the meeting, but every meeting we had more members than they get at this current time. I think we did rather well for the one or two meetings that we had. So I'm just saying, I made the union meeting available to all tours. Again, because I was of the mindset that the information I wanted to put out to the members, everybody needed to hear it. And if I've got a 24-hour operation, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operation, if I only set up one block of time, that means I am automatically omitting two tours and hoping folks from that one tour that's in that time slot will come. Well, again, I'm just throwing things at you. If you like it, hold on to it. If you don't, just throw it right back. Again, I made union meetings available for every tour. So on union meeting day, there was always three union meetings. Times were discussed and set in place by the chief steward of every tour. So the best time, the chief steward would talk to his people and find out what's the best time that they felt they could arrive. And that's the time we had that tour's union meeting. Now, it made for a very long day for the branch president, but it's about this thing we call commitment. We also had raffles at our union meetings. I remember one meeting, we raffled off three backpacks, stylish backpacks, full of school supplies. But the point I'm making is we went out of our way to make sure we made it attractive for members to come to the union meeting because I understand that's just not a natural event for workers on the off time to attend. So again, you got to put a little more into it and you will see a better turnout. One of the most important things also is have something important of substance to say to your members. Don't just bring them out there just to have a meeting so you can check the block. because I'm sure in every facility with the unassigned regulars, the increase in post office trying to hire mass employees, you got holiday season coming up. There are issues that need to be discussed. And just real quick, in Columbus, Ohio, are you aware that your plant manager is probably going to be reassigned to a plant in Florida somewhere towards the end of this month? Not only are we about to go into holiday season, but we're about to go into holiday season with a new plant manager or acting plant manager. See, these are things that should have been talked about or could have been discussed. But none to worry, because if you stay tuned to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I'm going to bring that information to you. And just so we're clear, I was not in town this past weekend. That's why I was not at the union meeting. So I don't want you to think that I just missed the meeting and decided to podcast about it. But as I summarize this podcast, it's important, members, that we get active in the goings-on in our union, because your activity, your interest is needed right now, because I'm telling you, this ship is not sailing as it's supposed to sail. And I'm not going to say any more right now on that, but I'm going to, again, try to encourage or motivate you to start asking a few more questions. Maybe start getting just a little bit more involved, okay? Again, your stewards are probably trying to do the best they can, but your involvement will increase the proficiency, or it will help them get better. Again, but you might have to do a little reading also. You know, stop always being okay with somebody telling you management can do that. No, they can't. Show it to me. Stop always being okay with a union member or union rep telling you, no, it's okay, they can do that. But if you don't read your contract, if you don't get active, if you don't attend union meetings, you tend to believe that. And I want to tell you, that's not always, or 9 out of 10 times, that's not the case. But get active in your union. Again, support your branch presidents. Hopefully, they will request funds from the local. And if enough members assist that branch president, then it's going to send a message to the local that, you know, a place to have a meeting, providing entertainment or refreshments for the meeting. Now, we don't have to have an all-out concert, but again, we have to have something there that want to motivate that member to show up and take an active part in the process we call contract compliance. I want to give a shout out of love to my former chief steward, Susie Mullett. This young lady was a major part of ensuring refreshments were available to all tours at every union meeting. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Let's have an awesome day today, an even more awesome day tomorrow.